In a small town in Texas, two young men knock on the door of a woman's house as she's making cookies. They ask to use her phone. But as her back is turned, they kill her. And then two other innocent bystanders, also they can enjoy a brief joyride in her car. In the end, one murderer is sentenced to life in prison, the other is given the death penalty. This case is the topic of Werner Herzog's newest documentary, which explores how the death penalty affects each person who takes part in an execution. The film is called Into the Abyss, a story of life, a story of death. Werner Herzog is the Academy Award-nominated director of Grizzly Man, Encounters at the End of the World, Aguirre, Wrath of God, and many other films. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. In the style of telling this story, and I'm particularly reminded of that point where you're meeting the man who will be executed, and you show all of the difficulty of trying to get him wired up. You're interviewing him on the other side of a prison glass.
It's bulletproof. He's cleaning it with a Kleenex from the other side. He actually offered it. And it makes him very human.
It makes
all of a sudden, before he even speaks, although I believe of all the men and one woman that I have seen on death row, that he, as much as a kid as he looks like, he was probably the most dangerous of all of them, because the crime was also so senseless, a triple homicide for a car, for some joyrides in a car.
Reverend Lopez, did you expect him to get as emotional about that story of the squirrel as he did?
Well, I had 25 minutes with him in my entire life. He came tapping at his wristwatch and he said, quick, I have to be in the death house in 40 minutes. And he starts speaking almost like a TV preacher. And it's obvious, yes, that we have a redeeming, merciful God and creation is beautiful. And all of a sudden I thought, no, I have to crack him open. And I ask a very unusual question. You can never learn it in film school. I ask him, tell me about an encounter with a squirrel.
And I said, how about this? If I wouldn't have stopped, I could have run over one of these squirrels. Their life would have ended. And that reminds me, many people that I have been with on their last breath of life, and due to bad choices, their life is taken away. So life is precious, whether it's a squirrel or a human being.
And all of a sudden, within 15 seconds, he unravels. And it's very mysterious, and all of a sudden, it's a very profound meeting with him. And he had to assist an inmate, a perpetrator who was going to be executed 40 minutes later. And it's just inconceivable.
Why, right at the top of this film, it seems, do you disclose that you are opposed, as a matter of principle, to capital punishment?
Well, I think it was clear from that the filmmaker himself is not a proponent of capital punishment, and I respectfully disagree with the practice. Not only the United States, you have China, Russia, Pakistan, all the populous nations in the world, I think, have capital punishment. And it's something I've always explained to the inmates on death row. I'm not for capital punishment, end of story. So,
But that doesn't mean I like you. It's what you said.
Exactly,
in one case.
Yes. Yeah. And I say it point blank after 120 seconds to the man, to this young man who is going to die, who is going to be executed 8 days later. I say to him, your childhood was pretty bad. Life didn't deal a good deck of cards to you, but it doesn't exonerate you, mm-hmm. number one. And secondly, it does not necessarily mean that I have to like you. And for a moment, he freezes, and I knew it could have been the end of my conversation after 2 minutes. But they like that I'm so straightforward. Hmm. And you see, when you're on death row in isolation most of the day or most of all these years, they can tell from miles away if somebody is a phony or not.
And that includes executioners.
It includes executioners, and you have a wonderful man, Fred Allen, the former captain of the tie-down team, and he always speaks about doing it professionally and doing it with integrity. And after 125 executions, he has an inexplicable breakdown.
I couldn't, why am I shaking? And then I could see I was sweating and tears. All of a sudden, and this is hurting. I said, I can't do it no more. That's it. I'm done. I don't care if it's the law.
And he loses his pension over quitting his job. And it's just an incredible man of great integrity and great credibility.
I get the impression that you don't necessarily want this film to be construed as an argument against capital punishment, that you want it to be bigger than that in some way.
In a way, it is bigger. It includes, for example, family members of victims of violent crime, and it includes all sorts of people. So it's a bigger tapestry. It's almost like a true American Gothic. And I have the feeling there are bigger things out there than just the issue of capital punishment.
Do you think you understand more why people might kill for a car after doing this film?
No, you will never understand why. It's mind-boggling, and they were in possession of this car less than 72 hours.
What about the reasons why we execute criminals? Is that a mystery too?
No, it is not a mystery. It's embedded deep in human history, probably even human prehistory. It's something very deep about justice and about retribution, which does not mean I have to be an advocate of it, and I'm not, and my historical background is simply different. Being a German under the Nazis, under this time of barbarism, there was an excessive use of capital punishment. Parallel to that, a systematic program of euthanasia. You would be killed because you looked weird or you were insane or retarded. And on top of it, a genocide of 6 million Jews.
In your long career as a filmmaker, to conclude here, you've dealt with a lot of stars, a lot of actors,
yes,
a lot of sort of larger-than-life Hollywood personalities. Is your voice in these movies becoming a movie star?
It's an interesting question. In a way, yes, because my voice has caught on. Why, I don't know. If you look in the internet, there's quite a few of impersonators trying to imitate my accent. I have become a guest in The Simpsons Show, which is the apotheosis in American popular culture. And, for example, I'm going to act in a Hollywood movie with Tom Cruise just in a few weeks from now as a villain. And in a way, it's strange how my voice and my presence in films has caught on.
Strange, but as interesting as everything else you've done.
Well, I love everything that has to do with cinema, directing, writing, editing, acting. You just name it.
Well, keep it going, please.
Thank you.
Werner Herzog, Academy Award nominated director of Grizzly Man, Encounters at the End of the World, and the new documentary we're talking about this morning, Into the Abyss, all about capital punishment in America. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that voice. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out on assignment. Have a great weekend, folks. This is The Takeaway.